The following is the audio companion for Hurricane of Family's post, but I'm a fucking dedicated panty waste, as performed by the author. By the time I was ready to say, I don't, to my now ex-husband, time, emotions, birth control, and blue cheese dressing had turned me into a gelatinous blob with an unfortunate haircut. I'm an apple-shaped 5'6". 225 pounds does not look good on that frame when none of it is tits. Though it is where my joke about being a starlight mint came from. Red and white, little on the ends and round in the middle. I got sick of feeling like the Michelin man, so I decided to do something about it. Well, let's be honest. I paid someone to help me do something about it. I hired a trainer to kick my ass. I am a bamboo forest of a woman. Howl on, great wind. I will bend, but I won't break. And I make a fantastic paddle when it comes time to hand you your ass on a platter and ask you if you enjoyed it. However, when it comes to sweating and getting off the couch, I'm a cream puff. We're talking 10 minutes on an elliptical and I need to hose down my legs because they feel like they just might spontaneously combust. Add on top of that a diet that would make Dahmer question who taught me how to feed myself, and I'm one unhealthy sumbitch. Let me set the stage for you. I went into this with the agreement that the trainer I was going to see had a 5 p.m. slot for now, but I could take the 6 p.m. when it became available. I preferred the later time so I could make sure I had my gym bag with me, eat something before I worked out, and make sure that my dogs were taken care of. My 5 o'clock slot kept me from doing all of that, and I paid for it, in more than one way. I'm flighty. I forgot either my gym bag, my shoes, or some other critical item that kept me from working out on several occasions. Trust me, I'd have loved to. But picking a fight with a treadmill and clogs isn't going to work. I came to find out that my metabolism was really high, which is strange considering how I'm not skinny as a rail. Also, because I tend to take an early lunch, I'd have to make sure to eat something before I even changed into my gear. If I didn't, well, that's when I'm sure the staff was glad I signed a waiver when I joined the gym. I think this was the perfect storm that created my most embarrassing day in yoga pants. Picture, if you will, a Zaftig woman in all black, bright red hair, and a Betty Boop bandana holding her hair back. I've got a laugh that you can't miss, and a glow-in-the-dark complexion. Safe to say, I'm really hard to miss, even if I wanted to blend in. My trainer and I are working on the weights when I just start to feel a little woozy. Bear in mind, I hadn't had much water, a small lunch, and I had just finished my protein bar about 20 minutes earlier, so it really hadn't been in my stomach long. I had to do this since I eat so early in the day. I'm running on fumes by the time I get out of my khakis. I'm sitting there on the weight bench, having gotten a drink of water, and I start to realize something's rotten in Denmark. I start to hear my surroundings like I've got cotton balls in my ears. I get cold. I mean really cold. My vision starts to dim around the edges, and all I can think of is, oh shit, not this again. I don't want to pass out and puke like I did on the plane to Puerto Vallarta. Zonk. Next thing I know, I'm waking up to a juice box being shoved in my face, being asked if I'm a diabetic, and I'm told that I was out for a minute or two. Because I actually lost consciousness, the gym had to call 911 for liability reasons. And the paramedics are on their way. Great. Let's review something quickly. In my job, I talk to city and county employees about their IT needs. This includes firemen. There's a good chance that the people who are going to come rescue my pasty ass are people I've good-naturedly teased over the phone about them forgetting their passwords. Oh, fuck me. So, not only was I a weenie, but no fewer than 6 burly paramedics and a stretcher show up a few minutes later. They, after all, had to make sure that I'm not going to die. Now, the mind is a powerful thing. However, contrary to popular belief, or even what I wanted at the time, it is impossible to die of embarrassment. Oh, did I want to? Because, you see, not only was I woozy and clammy, but these guys were smoking hot. But they were also all business. One of them stuck my finger in the EKG, another put my arm in a blood pressure cuff, and a third took some blood to check my blood sugar, all the while making sure I'm okay by asking me questions. When they asked me my name, I said, Trouble, spelled E-P-H-E-M-I-L-Y. I'm glad they got it that it was a joke and not that I was having a stroke. I don't think I could have faced another ER doc that day. And that concludes another episode of how Ephemeli is a shining example of unintended duality. She's tenacious as a pit bull with devil's horns and a wit made of verbal towel snaps, but she gets a mean case of the vapors when it comes to lifting 20 pounds over her head for more than five times.